This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The chief of the Environmental Protection Agency told Congress in 2010, quote, "The science behind climate change is settled, and human activity is responsible for global warming," close quote. He sounded like he thought he was Moses coming down from the mountain to give us the final word on the future. However, a new book by Steve Gorham called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism says that the very nature of science is that nothing is ever settled, and new evidence must always be subjected to debate and peer review. Climatism is the word for the belief that man-made greenhouse gases are destroying Earth's climate. Climatists continue to claim that warming trends exist and that we humans are responsible for it. Scientific evidence shows that warming trends occur naturally. Climate change is real and continuous. Winter storms, summer heat, drought, hurricanes, tornadoes, and tsunamis are all blamed by these scientists on man's misuse of the planet. Extreme weather events are used to push expensive policies on the public. Freedom and capitalism are not compatible with the doctrine of environmental sustainability, which calls for these elites to direct the activities of mankind to preserve the planet. Government subsidies, tax breaks, and penalties have benefited some companies greatly, so that some in the scientific community have supported climatism. When scientists dispute man-made warming, attempts are made to keep them silent. One member of the American Physical Society said, "The global warming scam is the most successful pseudo-scientific fraud I have seen in my life as a physicist." To get the real side of the story, you can read Steve Gorham's provocative new book called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Is global warming an imaginary threat? Is it authentic science or politics? Is it about the future of humanity or about money and power? At eagleforum.org, a blog with Phyllis Schlafly delivers the latest news and opinions. Add your comments to the Climate Change blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host,
Tuscan. Oh boy, do I got a lot to get to tonight on the show. Where do I start? I got to talk about Fukushima. I have news about Barry Sotero asking Congress to give up its oversight on the secret TPP agreement. iPhone 5 news, they've already been hacked. Then I'll tell you about the NYPD working for Apple. The noon session in favor of Israel at the IAE. I'll tell you about Israel launching an anti-Rouhani media blitz. I'll tell you about the dramatic drop in global HIV infection. We'll tell you about the solar activity at a 100-year low. Are you prepared for a bitterly cold winter? Some global warming. I got a lot more to get to. Those are just a few of the headlines that we'll get to tonight on the show. I'll tell you about Google launching a new program to design governments. That's pretty darn creepy. But first, Steve Sarge riding shotgun with me, of course. Steve, does the name Al-Shabaab ring a bell?
Yes, it does. We were talking about him just last Friday night, Bob, and this time it was,
Al-Shabaab.
Oh, Al-Shabaab. Al-Shabaab. I know Shish Kebab.
Yes.
Al-Shabaab.
And I know Bob Tuscan.
Yes, Bob Tuscan. But we were discussing this memorandum that was leaked recently from the State Department where they had talked about this group and its connections to Al-Qaeda and the gas production, chemical gas, things that they were doing to enhance the fight among the Syrian rebels, which is another case entirely altogether, which we know links to the whole thing in Syria. So they're involved with all that. And it was odd that this guy, John Miller, who was the from CBS News, if you watch this fellow, I don't like him, but he's been caught in the middle of this whole thing, leaking stories. It came out, and then we find out that the same group is now taking over and shooting up malls in Nairobi, in Kenya, which is Barack Obama's hometown, and we'll get to that right away. But, you know, I mean, the whole thing is very, very suspicious. And even in this case, as we've said before many times, Bob, the mainstream media is like a rusty bucket. It leaks things all the time. You just have to notice when it does and hang on to those things, because we don't report news that's not, in many cases, not already been covered by the mainstream, but then doctored up and sanitized, obscured and deleted and trashed. And so as a result, we find the same group in this organization that now is shooting up the mall there. Some grisly stories there if you've been watching this. We haven't been ignoring it, friends. But this same group is now linked also to the Al-Qaeda groups that are also the Syrian rebels, who are not rebels, but their death squads paid for and provided by our government tax dollars and Barry Sotero's foreign policy.
Is Barry going to be going to Kenya?
Well, I'm sure he'll have to, right? Because, I mean, this is a sympathetic moment for him. I mean, what's he supposed to do? I mean, this the whole thing looks like a false flag organization of some kind that's intending to get us involved in the attacks on Somalia to try to run these rebels out of Somalia and thereby consolidate the broken government of Ethiopia and try to get a handle on that portion of Africa. So in the meantime, as we see that the Egyptians apparently have had enough of Morsi and the Muslim Brotherhood, they've banned the Muslim Brotherhood, from what I understand. I don't have the exact details on that story. So that whole thing has turned around. Remember, Bob, we were on the air during the Egyptian Revolution. We were some of the first people to say the Egyptian Revolution has been compromised and to point out that something was going terribly wrong with the way they were trying to engineer this thing. Well, it's turned around again, and now Morsi, it doesn't look like he's going to be able to stay in power any longer at all. And the people, let's hope the people are finally getting back on top of this thing in Egypt. But in the meantime, just, you know, to the east, of course, we have Somalia and Ethiopia and Kenya. And now this whole thing breaks out, and there's a shooting here. On Saturday, up to 15 Al-Shabaab militants stormed the Westgate shopping complex in Nairobi and began killing civilians. According to the reports, the victims were subjected to a test in order to ascertain whether or not they were Muslims or non-Muslims. And they were either taken hostage or brutally slaughtered, is what they're saying. And they said their children and pregnant women were among the victims. Okay, so this looks pretty ugly. The attack was launched in protest against Kenya's occupation of Somalia, which the terrorists are seeking to turn into a jihadist state. Now, it's more likely that what we want to do is try to take over Somalia ourselves, and this could be another organization, another front organization that's creating distraction in order to empower Mr. Obama to go defend his Kenyan people, you know, his relatives, according to him, and to go back there and to help eradicate all the problems and thereby establish another geopolitical location for American troops there approaching the Horn of Africa and Ethiopia. So, you know, this has been a part of that big AFRICOM kind of operation that's been going on for a long time since Libya. You know, some of these stories, it says the Al... get down a little bit further here. It says Kenyan security forces claim they are close to ending the siege for almost a few days. The hostages have now been freed. Al-Shabaab terror group is the African branch of Al-Qaeda and is ideologically aligned with the same jihadists that the U.S. and NATO backed in Libya and are currently supporting in Syria.
You mean Al-Qaeda?
Al-Qaeda. Mm-hmm. And NATO. And Barack Obama, and the whole disaster in Libya, and the whole thing with Benghazi, which we should be getting back to occasionally, and they still are, of course. It's still in the news. But, I mean, this is another part of that whole disastrous intermingling whodunit, you know, conspiracy that's going on in Africa. And even the mainstream news media can't keep it straight. As I pointed out before, they one minute they're saying this group, Al-Shabaab, is helping and assisting develop these chemical weapons for the Syrians and for the Syrian rebel movement, of course. But we all know that it was Assad that used the gas weapons on those people August 21st, right, Bob? In spite of what the world says, you know.
Well, we know that weapons were used, perhaps. Whether or not Assad used it, no, we don't all know that, Steve.
Yeah, well, you know, everybody has pretty well pegged the rebels as being the culprits behind the chemical gas attacks that took place August 21st in Syria, except for in the United States and the mainstream media who keep repeating the main line. But this time they're caught in the middle because now there's another bad organization associated with those guys. And that story came in just last Friday, Bob. We were talking about this very same group being associated with providing and making sarin gas weapons and these crude kitchen-made gas weapons and exporting them out to help their fellow jihadists whom we're supporting in Syria. So it's, you know, it's a very, very complex issue, and what you see is not necessarily what the motive is behind the superpowers trying to grapple with these people and take them down.
So, a new study shows that high concentrations of Fukushima radioactive material will reach the west coast of North America. The entire coast is to be affected from Alaska to Mexico and can negatively affect human life for decades. This should raise concern. There's a new model showing the plume that we've been predicting for years now. Well, it turns out that a new study suggests that this plume is genuinely on its way. The radioactive isotope, 137 Cs, with a half-life of 30.1 years, can negatively affect human life for decades. And so the transport and diffusion process of 137 Cs should raise concerns. Nuclear contaminants at the surface will move eastward in the Pacific as far as 140 degrees west, thereafter dividing into two branches, hitting the north and south in a proportioned fashion with nuclear fallout. The Fukushima mess continues. This is a big story that you're not really hearing much about. Hope you're taking precautions.
Show.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com. On all your prepared food needs.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity, and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
All righty, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. I'm your humble host, Bob Tuscan, riding shotgun is Steve Starrs. Was telling you a little bit about a study from Oceanology, let's see, volume 57, number 26, high concentrations of Fukushima radioactive material will reach the west coast of North America, the entire coast to be affected from Alaska to Mexico, can negatively affect human life for decades, and should raise concerns, but nobody's talking about it. Ashai, the source Ashai Shimbun, says that more contamination is leaking at Fukushima than TEPCO announces, says workers, and that alarms inevitably go off during radiation inspections at the end of the day. Officials say nothing's been controlled. Prime Minister has no idea what's happening. So there you go, Steve.
Okay, good. We wanted to cite that source there. You know, the whole thing about Fukushima is I remember the day it happened. I remember watching some of those live pictures of the explosions and things like that. Then I remember CNN talking about it and covering it and saying that the presidential motorcade had made its way down the street from Washington to the White House to the Japanese embassy. And they were expecting an announcement from Barack Obama shortly. Well, that day, the announcement didn't come. And they were expecting within an hour, within 2 hours, within 3 hours. And then sooner or later, the president didn't make any comment at all about it. Which, you know, some people say, well, it probably wasn't important enough for the president to go on television to talk about. I doubt it. I have a real doubt about that. As you know, friends, if we've seen so many things about the Boston Marathon, now this attack in Nairobi, Kenya, everything about the shooting in Chicago, and then, you know, we had the whole thing back there in the Navy Yard in Washington, D.C. I mean, whenever the news media gets on something like this and covers it till where you're sick of hearing about it, we know those stories are usually trumped up and made to be created as knee-jerk reactions for the audience to respond to. When you don't hear something very much or very often, it took 2 or 3 days before Barack Obama finally made a speech about it, and we got to get on to other things, you know. When something like that happens and you don't hear much about it, much like the way he handled, or should I say, terribly mishandled the BP oil spill situation, when you don't hear much about it,
how to raise some red flags, huh?
Pattern recognition, Bob. It's right. There's something wrong here. Now, how dangerous is this radiation? And I think Dr. Christopher Busby's done a pretty good job of putting a pretty good estimation on what's there in nuclear reactor 4, what is leaking through the ground water, how that isthmus kind of mushy stuff that they're the whole entire plant is surrounded around is kind of collapsing, and the whole thing might just sink into the, well, I'm using kind of a paraphrase expressions to communicate what he was talking about, but he's saying that, you know, that the situation of the entire meltdown just kind of melting into a hole in that big mess out there is a very real possibility. How much radiation from the groundwater through the ocean, through the atmosphere is dangerous, and to what degree in America and the United States across the West?
Well, Steve, I have an answer for that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The only safe amount of radiation is no radiation.
Well, that could be. You know, I know I'm not going to say that that's I agree completely 100%. Less radiation, in my opinion, is far better. I think Dr. Busby was saying that what we're about to experience in the aerial fallout is probably comparable to the nuclear tests that took place in the 50s and early 60s until they put a stop to all of that.
Well, that's like comparing the lesser between two evils, Steve.
Yes, it is. Yeah. But, you know,
of course, less is ultimately better, but it's still not good. And the fact of the matter is, there's not a small amount coming from this facility. There's 300 tons radioactive water being flooded into the ocean on a daily basis, and many of the you know, particles of cesium and strontium, and you got things like plutonium. These are really deadly, Steve, really deadly. And all it takes is one particle to be breathed in, to be consumed, and you are screwed.
Yeah, I mean, and there's also some real serious problems with, you know, as we talked about, the aerial propulsion of these MOX particles that were blown hundreds of feet, what is it, maybe thousands of feet, I don't know, 4 miles into the upper atmosphere. And those can come down just about anywhere. We don't know how dangerous those will be to everybody, but they certainly aren't the kind of thing that you want to get hit with or inhale. They can get into your system and they can keep burning for a long period of time, friends, just one tiny particle. So, I mean, it's not like the overall background radiation may be the real threat, but this stuff is kind of like a Russian roulette or a Chinese roulette, Japanese roulette, a TEPCO roulette, let's call it that. You don't really know what's up there. And the problem that I have with this, Bob, is that they're really not talking about it. And that is a clear indication to me that it's much more serious than what we thought. The other problem is, of course, that we had not licensed any new nuclear plants in the United States since the accident in Three Mile Island. And Barack Obama has now issued licenses, what is it, for two or three new ones that are going to be built in the United States. This is a real problem. Now, there are all kinds of alternative energy sources that are not being explored. Why are we using these things? And why are we playing games with the dangerous stuff that could go wrong with these things and has continually? I think that it's pretty evident that even the UN, which I don't like to quote because I'm not a big fan of UN statistics, but even the United Nations admitted that there were, by a conservative estimate, at least a million deaths in the vicinity to be blamed on Chernobyl. Okay, very, very high spike in childhood leukemia and cancerous diseases. It looks like the Eiffel Tower in the middle of Kansas, the spike goes up so high in the vicinity there. This has not really been told to the American people. And if you're not hearing about something, that is suspicious, in my opinion. And Barack Obama has been avoiding dealing with the forefront of this issue for a long time. It's not the news you hear. It's as dangerous sometimes as the news, Bob, as you and I both know, that we don't hear.
Exactly right, Steve. Well, we'll pause with the Fukushima stuff for a little bit and take some phone calls coming up at 800-313-9443. We'll get to your calls next segment. I also want to tell you about how the solar activity is at a 100-year low. And are you prepared for a bitterly cold winter? Some global warming for you. We'll tell you about how the need to be ready for a total grid failure is more important than ever before. And I'll quote to you what Janet Napolitano had to say shortly before she left the Department of Homeland Security. Of course, Steve Starrs is the filmmaker of HIV Equals AIDS, Fact or Fraud. And there's a HIV-related story today. We'll tell you about the dramatic drop in the global HIV infection and tell you what that really means. We'll talk a little bit about the iPhone hack of the fingerprint sensor that is out there and how the NYPD cops were being paid to hand out flyers urging people to upgrade their devices to iOS 7 because it's safer. Is that the real reason they want you to upgrade it? I don't think so.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, I have a lot to get and beyond the news stories. We will take your phone calls, 800-313-9443, and Fred has been waiting patiently, so we'll go to Fred. Hi, Fred. How are you tonight?
Hey, yeah. I was wondering, remember old Dov Zakheim, the dual Israeli-American citizen rabbi who was the Pentagon comptroller and CFO when mysteriously a $3 trillion disappears from the Pentagon budget. I don't know, but maybe old Dov is over there in Somalia. You suppose he might own that mall over there? And, you know, maybe he's working with the Mossad. Chertoff, I didn't know this, but good old Michael Chertoff, who was sworn in 15 February 2005 as the U.S. Department of Homeland Security chieftain, Chertoff, also a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen, his daddy is a rabbi, and his mommy was one of the first Mossad agents. What a coincidence! What do you think? You know?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then, listen to this. I know, I've been wondering, why would these dudes over there in these so-called radical Muslim countries come out and make these really boldacious, inflammatory, "we want y'all dead" statements, right? Let's see here. This is back in the year, was that 2004? October 16, here we go, October surprise time, 2004, President George W. Luciferian Skull and Bones Bush Laden signs into law the Global Anti-Semitism Review Act, designed to force the entire world into never criticizing the Sabbatean, Khazar, Serpent, Semite, Zionist, whatever their criminal acts may be. This act establishes a special department within the U.S. State Department to monitor global anti-Semitism and then report annually to Congress. This act defines a person as being anti-Semitic if they purport any of the following. I won't go through them all. I won't go through. There's 14 of them, and I'll leave it to your imagination as to who might possibly, like, Werner Bach up there, maybe they think he's anti-Semitic for some statement he has made. I know for a fact a few years back there was a Native American-Canadian tribe leader who was arrested for hate crime because he made some statement that was anti-Semitic. So here we got a special U.S. State Department, somebody's getting paid to monitor global anti-Semitism. And so, hey, you know what? Here we got all these radical Muslim leaders making these anti-Semitic statements, and here we got an act that defines global anti-Semitism just as they are mouthing off to be. So, hey, I bet you anything this here act, the Global Anti-Semitism Review Act, October 16, 2004, what do you want to bet? They've got some covert funding to go after the leaders in these countries.
Very likely, yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, the whole thing is built around the facade of us supporting Israel without actually justifying the reason why we're doing it and who these people are that we're putting in power there. Obviously, as you pointed out, Fred, the Sabbatean Labor Party leaders, along with Bibi Netanyahu, you know, who was an ultra-right conservative, and now riding herd on the whole thing as well. I mean, their agenda is something that's our agenda for some reason. And, you know, why is it that John McCain's father ordered the USS Liberty into harm's way? Why is it that Lyndon Baines Johnson said, I want that GD ship on the bottom? You know,
yeah,
I mean,
hey, Steve, I've got to interject. Thank you. James Fetzer, who's a University of Minnesota professor, he's got a website, veteranstoday.com. Well, I heard a couple interviews with Erskine. You guys may have heard of Erskine. But anyhow, Fetzer stated that all of these big-mouth promoters of war with Syria in war in Iran are bought and paid for by Prince Bandar. Fetzer's got it all nailed down as to how much they were paid, when they were paid, by this Prince Bandar, is it, from Saudi Arabia? And I remember May of 2008, it was like a one-day announcement, a huge military contract was announced by the W. Bush Laden, whomever, spokesman. Huge military contract with Saudi Arabia. I'm thinking, well, what's that all about? Now it's all adding up, man. They prepare for this years in advance.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Muslim Brotherhood's been there a long time. The envisionment of recreating the State of Israel has been there since World War One, since T.E. Lawrence of Arabia, since all of the... I mean, this is, you know, he hired a group of thugs to go up and try to take over Damascus, if you saw the film or if you know the story. I mean, this is an old, old game with the Muslim Brotherhood, MI6, and now CIA. So, I mean, you know, there's a good portion of this, as you say, Fred, that is about the Israeli Zionist, political Zionist agenda, but there's also a very big part of this that's about us and what we're doing here. And, you know, without us, it's just a few people in a kind of a little isolated location without much ability to defend themselves other than the weapons and the weapons that we provide that they don't mention to take care of them, right?
Yeah, we got to start holding our own town hall meetings, Steve. That's what I'm working on.
Yeah, we really do. Yeah, we really do. And, you know, I know a lot of people would say that, you know, by criticizing AIPAC and the Israeli lobby, that, you know, that's an anti-Semitic point of view.
You have room to stretch out.
The heck is that?
Room to recharge.
I don't know, man.
And
jeez, being bugged here. All right, well, Fred, thanks for the call, buddy.
All right, yeah.
He doesn't say goodbye?
Oh, he must have just hung up. Oh,
you cut him off. Oh. The producer dropped him before he could say goodbye. Come on, Mr. Producer. Don't be rude here. Chris, we got a couple minutes before the next break. What's up, man?
You were talking about Fukushima a moment ago, and I do want to fill in a blank for you from Fred's conversation. That was Erskine Bowles you were talking about, of the Simpson-Bowles Commission. But back to Fukushima, I recall specifically within a week or 10 days of that event, the Rothschild, a.k.a. Meyer Amschel Baerbock cabal, Assembly of Worshippers of Baal, bought up most of the weather news dissemination chains of communications around the world, including RadiationNetwork.com, which was tracking the distribution of the aerial particulates of radiation that were being ejected into the ionosphere and carried via the jet stream around the world, including the west coast of America. And
I remember that. I interviewed Flanagan, Tim Flanagan, who is the curator at that website, and he seems to have claimed that it was a legitimate bug and that nothing was happening there that we should be worried about. But you know what? I thought it was suspicious as hell, too. And that plume is something that we had been predicting from day one, essentially.
Well, it's still spewing like a volcano of radiation into the air. And along with that tsunami of radiation coming across the ocean, we also have one going through the aerial ocean of the jet stream.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's a scary situation, to say the least, Chris.
So you guys are hitting on lots of hot topics tonight, and I really appreciate it. And I do note that we have lots of activities all over the world. It's like the whole world is at war, or at least we're at war with the whole world. Kind of curious, don't you think?
Or there's a war on the world, for that matter. You know, jeez.
Absolutely.
Perhaps
for
the world, for the new world order.
That's
the war of the world for the new world order, the world, the world wide web. Yeah, there you go.
That's global Satanism. That's precisely what it is.
Exactly right. All right, Chris. Well, thanks for touching in again. And we'll continue to hit on some hard topics here. Steve, I think I want to get to this story about the grid going down and what Janet Napolitano told her predecessor when she left Homeland Security. You'll never believe what she had to say. So they're getting ready for some sort of collapse of the grid on top of all the other fun stuff that we mentioned. Here we go, folks. This isn't just coming from a so-called gloom and doom site. This is coming from mainstream media stuff.
Show.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The 5 self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right The duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean, if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Want to get to this story about the possible grid's collapse. Steve, are you concerned about the grid going down?
Yeah, I am. And the reason why is because there's so many things that could bring it down, of course. And, you know, we recently experienced these floods here in Colorado. I saw some things rapidly change. It just rained is all it did, but the rain water filled up, and it filled up and was no longer containable. 25,000.
Well, we could have an EMP attack. We could have a solar flare. There's a number of ways in which this could go down. And Janet Napolitano, you remember her?
Yes, Big Sis. Uh-huh, yes. Mm-hmm.
She, as she left, told her predecessor that... quote, the outgoing Homeland Security Secretary has a warning for her successor. A massive and serious cyber attack on the U.S. homeland is coming, and a natural disaster, and the likes of which this nation has never seen. Listen to this, Steve. You ready for this?
Big Sis
says the cyber attack will bring down the grid. This is scary stuff. This is a piece from Truth Stream Media. Here it is.
Melissa and Aaron here for Truth Stream Media.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, so you've probably seen a lot of stories coming out lately about outgoing U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano has been warning of a major cyber event. Apparently, she did an open letter to her successor in which she said, "Our country will, for example, at some point, face a major cyber event that will have a serious effect on our lives, our economy, and the everyday functioning of our society." So she didn't say if. She said we will face a major cyber event that's going to affect everything. And this actually goes back to a story that came out in Reuters back in January of this year, where she said a cyber 9/11 could happen imminently. And so this is something she's been really talking about. It's been a major talking point of hers. A cyber 9/11 is what she's calling it. So she's recalling that imagery.
A super disaster.
The U.S. is
a super disaster. I came across this clip of her at the Wilson Center back on June 5th. They uploaded this. And I'm just going to go ahead and really quickly play this clip.
You've said that a cyber 9/11 is not an if, but a when. What would a cyber 9/11 look like, and how soon could it happen?
It could happen imminently. What would it look like? It could take many forms, but let me just give one that may come to mind, which is what happens when the electric grid goes down. We saw that during Sandy. And you see how that impacts everything from the ability to heat homes, to the ability to pump gasoline, to the ability to have lighting at night, everything. So when we look at the nation's critical infrastructure and where it is vulnerable, one of the vulnerabilities is through the cyber and the networked cyber world that we live in.
So there you have her talking about not just a cyber 9/11, but specifically a cyber 9/11 that's going to knock out our power grid. To add to that, we've seen a lot of articles coming out about how our grid is basically on the edge of failure, and they talk about how where the national grid is concerned, simple geography dictates that we're always just a few transmission lines from collapse. And we just came across this from August 16th. This was in the New York Times. It says that as worries over the power grid rise, a drill will simulate a knockout blow. And this is a huge North American union-sized drill. This is going to have thousands of utility workers, business executives, National Guard officers, FBI anti-terrorism experts, and officials from government agencies in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. They're all preparing for an emergency drill in November that will simulate physical attacks and cyber attacks that could take down large sections of our power grid. So this is a whole North American union grid exercise that they're getting ready to do that they've been planning since March, and it's going to happen in November, and it's going to include all three countries.
Yeah, and just from a disaster preparation point of view, Homeland Security benefits every time they fearmonger about something, every time they have a multi-agency or multinational drill, as they're doing in this case, and it further branches out and gives power to the cyber terror units inside the NSA, who have a brand new cyber command. They're looking to expand their budgets and their role played in the infrastructure of the entire country. But the point is, they're using electricity and the grid as a new leverage point for control over society.
That's exactly right. They're using it as a leverage point to control society. And if the grid goes down, are we prepared? Well, chances are you are not. Okay, there have been several drills. There's the GridX 2 drill in November. Are you aware of this drill coming up, Steve?
Yes, I am. As a matter of fact, I think it's time that we as preppers, if you'd like to call us that, I don't mind the term myself, but I think it's about time we develop our own communication system. You might go down to the local salvage shop or Salvation Army or Goodwill or wherever it is, you know, the ARC store that you buy secondhand goods from, and see if you can get yourself a CB radio. Those can work off a car battery, and you can communicate with people that way if you lose your telephone. I would dust off the old fax machine. Bob, I remember the days when those of us who were in the patriot truth movement, if you like to call it that, use faxes as a means of communicating between each other, because you can send a lot of information and data through those things. Get yourself, set up with some possible solar lights, candles, wood, propane, gas, things like that. I think it's a good time for us all to start getting prepared for the possibility of a grid failure that won't be a drill, or possibly, Bob, will be a drill that goes live.
We never know when these drills go live, as we saw with 9/11 and the Boston bombings. We never know. So that's the bottom line. Steve, next hour, I'd like to have our listeners call up and answer these questions that I have. Okay, I have some questions about what can you do to be ready. Okay, so I think these are a great exercise, and I would love people to call up at 800-313-9443 to tackle these concerns, and we'll do so next hour. I got a couple other stories we have to get to. We still have to get to this story on HIV. Of course, Steve is the filmmaker of HIV Equals AIDS, Fact or Fiction, Fact or Fraud, at AIDSfraudvideo.com. That's AIDSfraudvideo.com. And we'll get to that, and we'll get to the story about a 100-year low in solar activity. I was going to tell you about the iPad or the iPhone hack. I was going to tell you about the secret TPP agreement having no oversight from the Congress because of Barry Sotero asking them, of course. And I'll tell you about how the NYPD is urging people to upgrade their iOS 7 or their iPads and Apple Pads or whatever they are to the newest software. We wonder why that is. And last but not least, I still have to tell you about how Google will be launching a new tool for designing governments called Constitutes. Interesting story there. But let me ask you these questions about what you can do to get ready. And these are concerns that I want you to participate in and call up and answer. How will you get food if the grocery stores are closed? How will you cook food if you are able to acquire it? What will happen to the perishable food in your refrigerator and freezer? How will you heat and cool your home if you are in an area subject to extreme temperatures? How will you use, what will you use for light once the scented candles that sits on your coffee table is gone? How you transport yourself, if you have a vehicle that doesn't run because the computers are fried, or it runs but you can't get gas because the pumps at the stations run on electricity? What will you drink and wash with if the municipal water facilities are no longer providing water, or if the pump on your well runs on electricity? These are all concerns and questions that you have to deal with. Water, food, shelter, heat, all of these things are something that I hope you've been prepared for, and I have some answers about these various elements of concern, and I hope you have some answers as well, and I would love to hear what your preparations are at this point. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443, and we will do so next hour. Steve Starrs, of course, running shotgun with us, as always, and support him. If you don't know the truth about HIV, please check out his film at AIDSfraudvideo.com. That's AIDSfraudvideo.com.
The Bob Tuscan Show.